You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphian Video for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Welcome to Thought for November the 22nd. Our readings are taken from Nehemiah chapter 10, Amos chapter 2, and 1 Timothy chapters 4 and 5. And our thought is, train yourself for godliness. We constantly see and hear reference to athletes and other sportsmen being in training. For many, it is something they do daily, especially just before a competition, so as to build up their muscles and other skills and bring them up to peak performance. During our lifetime, we have seen new records being set again and again. We thought of this as we read Paul's advice to Timothy, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life that is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. We must read over that verse again and fully absorb and see the reality of Paul's point. Indeed, memorize it. How much effort do we put to that challenge to train ourselves for godliness? How do we do it? Many will answer by reading the Bible every day, and that is true. But how do you read it? God's word is food for the mind. It needs to be chewed over and its meaning fully absorbed and then put into practice. The more we read, thoughtfully, meditatively, the more we realize the breadth of thought our minds and hearts need to absorb. How much do we skim over it? It is so easy to do. And we do not notice spiritual malnutrition nearly so quickly and easily as physical malnutrition. Paul also told Timothy, be a good servant of Jesus Christ, being trained in the words of faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Verse 6. Athletes compare their ability with each other, but that could, in a spiritual context, be like comparing lukewarm attitudes. Our comparison should be with men like Titus and Timothy, or women like Mary and Dorcas. Finally, and most importantly, the race we are running is one in which we help each other so that all receive the prize. Well, thank you for joining us once more for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that they are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.